When we left Katniss Everdeen in last year's The Hunger Games, she and her partner PETA had just emerged victorious, fighting to the death against members from the 12 districts of their nation of Panem. Katniss and PETA's return home is met with a cold reception. She is immediately visited by the President Snow. He tells her she and PETA's both surviving the game by threatening suicide has sparked rebellions in the 11 other districts. She must therefore prove to the districts that their act was one of true love. If not convinced, Snow threatens the death of her family. During their victory tour, Katniss and PETA go to such great lengths to appease, they even stage a public proposal. Upon completion of their tour, Katniss and PETA find the rebellion has spread to their own district, number 12. When Snow sees this, he devises a plan to potentially destroy Katniss once and for all and silence the growing rebellions. When it's time for the next year's games, Snow decides that for the 75th annual, the event shall consist of all previous winners in a sort of tournament of champions. Once at the Capitol, we are introduced to some colorful past victors from the other districts, whom Katniss and PETA must ally with before trying to kill in the arena. Once in the arena, we are off on yet another series of suspenseful and rapid tangents that more than manage to keep us on edge. I hope that summary was thorough enough. I know I needed to try and remember everything. As one who only watched the first movie once last year, I had to do a lot of recollecting as I was watching Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Do not go and see this one if you haven't seen the first one. Like the books, this one picks up right where the first one left off. Visually and technically, the film is extremely well made, with the special effects and dark cinematography surpassing the first film. The all-star cast is also very strong. Donald Sutherland as President Snow and Philip Seymour Hoffman as his co-conspirator Plutarch make for genuinely disturbing villains. Woody Harrelson offers needed moments of comic relief as the alcoholic former Games victor who mentors Katniss and PETA. Josh Hutcherson is definitely making the transition from youth actor to leading man with the role of PETA. Finally, there is Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss Everdeen. Fresh from her Oscar win, Lawrence manages to elevate both her role and the film from what could be just another book fantasy franchise put to celluloid, a la Twilight and Harry Potter. She gives it some genuine moments of humanity and emotion. Both she and Hutcherson make me want to know what happens to Katniss and PETA. Maybe that's why I'm really anticipating next year's installment. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.